Discussions with Ajahn Suchin in Burma, October 2003. Recorded and edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Shakti, Sukin, Sarah, Jonathan, Azita, Betty, and Sandra.
Shall I do, right? What about this moment of thinking? It's the reality, is it? What shall? There is reality now, developing the understanding of reality at that moment. Even if thinking, otherwise we will take thinking for self again. But when there is the understanding, even very little, even like intellectual understanding mixed in later, when there is awareness, that there can be a moment that right understanding can develop gradually to understand the distinction between the moment of awareness and moment of thinking. Again, shall, next, what? See?
And also just being lost in the story.
Right. Exactly, instantly, from life to life.
As far as thinking goes, is it wrong thinking to suggest that we still have a lot of loka?
But whenever it arises, there is no recognizing, no understanding of attachment as just a reality. This is the point. So you take the clinging as me who cling and keep on going to the whole story as I again. But nobody can stop thinking. But whenever it arises, it is a reality that should be understood correctly. That is only conditioned moment.
And actually, I was suggesting it's all I looking for a way to have better thoughts.
It's all right, because it can go such long time, but there can be moment with awareness. So we don't mind what is the object of awareness at all. Whenever it arises, that's all, because the whole story, the thought had fallen away already. So do not mind whether it's long or short thinking about anything with clinging or not. Just let go. It indicates the development of panya, which can let go wrong understanding.
I think at that moment there's the idea that having no lobha would be more valuable than understanding the moment of lobha as it really is and its characteristics. So that's an aspect of
thinking that if you can accept that you do have lobha, then you have less struggle with lobha. But then I just realized even that is looking for a way to somehow mold your thoughts.
So nobody is trying to stop the way the nama and rupa arises, but developing the understanding. And awareness is there when there is the understanding. Do not mind that I must have or I should have, I should develop awareness, because whenever there is understanding, awareness is there. For example, we are sitting sometime here. Is there any awareness of hardness? See? Hardness arises and falls away so fast. Which one? Which awareness is aware? That one. Panya can see or understand that at that moment, the actual moment of experiencing hardness, there is no other doorway.
There can be sometimes a person can be led to wrong practice also, because I think when we hear like a reminder like that, some people like me have a tendency to then at that time try to feel hardness. But I think the point is that whatever you do, if you are a person who's lost in thought, that is what you should know.
That can arise, but by wise attention, it brings the right understanding that even so, whenever it is aware or not, it's awareness. Begin to understand.
I know this may be in the future, we hope, but sometimes I've heard that when someone is close to death, there can be much pain, much anguish, much
that suffering. Hasn't come yet.
I know.
So what? Because you see that the death moment is like this very moment, very short, and it's not the seeing, hearing, or thinking. So it's the moment when an object does not appear at all. It's like when one is fast asleep, so just that. Who knows who is afraid? Because only one moment of like pavankachit, which doesn't know anything at all through the six dharmas.
But as we're getting closer and closer to death, there can be much.
Who knows that death can arise right now?
Yes.
See, since we don't know, and we have pain many times in life, right?
Yes.
Maybe yesterday, maybe this morning, not die yet.
Yes.
So
that's
when it, so pain arises, do we have to think of death, or it may be, or it may be not? So
that's one thing.
Yes.
You could have the same kind of fear about loss of property. You could have so many fears.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was looking more to.
That is thinking again.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, thinking about death. But having.
But if you understand what death moment is, no fear. It can be this moment, as one is talking and then die, hearing and then die. So when we hear and we do not die yet, why should we fear death, or we think about death? Or when we get sick, very bad, we have had it sometimes or many times and not die yet. So it depends on whether pain at that moment, after that, will condition death or not. Just that. And death is like bhavanga. Why do we fear? Death is not pain. It's not the experience of any doorway at all. It's like birth and bhavanga. Anytime. Yeah.
But was your question about pain or?
No, it was
moments
about
before
as
death.
Facing more and more the death process and how to do the practice and how to and how to reflect on that.
Yeah, just to how to be available.
Like this
instead
moment.
Of,
like this moment. If you think about it but not being aware. It will be like that, the same. But if you develop awareness right now, there can be conditions for moment with awareness, but no expectation. No expectation. It depends. This is the way to become detached from the self or the idea of self. Otherwise, it's so very deeply rooted.
Sometimes we hear about the importance of the last cheetahs before death. And of course everyone would like to have a good rebirth, so immediately there's clinging to the idea of having wholesome cheetahs just before death, but the reality right
so
now
right
is
now.
Clinging again, right?
I will not even
any time.
Anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah, that's a good point. I once asked Kunsa Chin about, because people in my family have relations with had Alzheimer's and you know, lost memory and
white not asking about different cheetahs.
Right. I used to have this fear this would happen to me, but I don't have this fear anymore because she said, oh, in between the loss of memory there can be awareness. Still other cheetahs in between. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So it always comes back to this moment. Talking a little bit about lobha, sometimes something that comes up on our discussion list is a bit of a technical point about ordinary and not ordinary lobha, sama lobha and visama lobha. Could you say a little bit
visama more? Lobha is when you feel or see someone which is not ordinary lobha. Only that.
Could one say it's lobha
when
that
it's
harms others or
yeah,
hurts
when
other
it
people?
Breaks sila.
When it breaks sila.
Yeah.
Give an example of that.
No, it's a malobha.
Just normal, ordinary lobha. But visama lobha.
Higher degree.
Higher degree. For example, when you like the hat so much, you take it, and actually this will cause distress to someone else. It actually came up on the discussion list quite recently with regard to the decline in the sasana and certain things that started happening leading to the shortening of life and reference to the samaloba.
So shall we simply say when it's immoral?
Like particular kind.
Just that, find out, immoral.
Could one define it as loba which causes harm?
Because
harm?
You see that in Tipitaka it's there as much as this,
right.
And let
the other let work it out.
Yeah. Everything is so very short, and who know the what you call it complexity of moment of loba, whether it is conditioned by what and its combination of what and what cetasika, what level is there. So just know that when it's immoral.
So ordinary daily life, loba, we just natural, but
we don't
it's
have
not
to
immoral.
Write down what are immoral.
When you say, well, we know when it is this kind of loba, you mean because we know when it breaks the bounds of what is
when it's not usual, when it's not ordinary, when it's not moral. I think it's time to walk.
Separate from the understanding of Rama and Rupa, or is it just an aspect?
Whenever there is the understanding of reality, it's not the moment of thinking about it. No word, but the understanding can understand the characteristic of Nama and Rupa. No one there, and only when it arises. When there is the understanding of the arising, the Paccaya can be known, but we don't have to name whether it is what type of Paccaya. Even right now, we talk about Aramana Paccaya, and we understand that if there is no Citta, the Aramana cannot appear at all. So every moment, whatever appears by the Citta which experiences it. This is the way to understand the reality which can experience. Not the Paccaya yet, but by understanding more and less attachment or clinging, reality will become clearer to Paccaya. Because it's like this, but what hinders? Ignorance and attachment.
So the theoretical understanding of Paccaya is that to help the understanding of Nama and Rupa.
Patatupanisya Paccaya.
So we should study more about
why? The question is why?
To understand.
To understand. Yeah, just to understand.
Understand more about conditions so we can understand the Nama and Rupa
the
reality of the Nama and Rupa.
It always comes back to that understanding of the characteristic of Rama and Rupa.
The Nitya, the Anatta, and Dukkha, is it?
When we talk about understanding characteristic of Nama and Rupa now,
what Nama appears now, what Rupa appears now.
And then in relationship to the anicca,
what is anicca? Nama is anicca.
Nama is anicca.
Rupa is anicca.
Anicca.
All conditioned realities are anicca.
And also anatta.
Can one talk about the conditioned nature of realities being a lakana in the way that one talks about anicca, dukkha, anatta being lakana, characteristics of
it depends
realities?
On level of understanding. For example, if nama does not appear, how can there be the understanding of the lakana? No lakana at all. But whenever reality appears, different lakana. One can see different paccaya.
And lakana is what?
Characteristic. Isn't it also important to understand the characteristic of all of these namas and
reality right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
All the characteristics.
Do not mention whether it's the characteristic of what, because it appears.
As they appear.
Yeah.
Yes, understand the characteristic.
Even we don't talk about the characteristic, but the characteristic is appearing.
But the conditioned nature, can it be referred to as lakana?
We don't have to use any word. Developing the understanding of the reality which appears, it means that you begin to understand the lakkhana.
So what is the characteristic of the present moment of
what?
Present moment? Well, like this
visible object,
moment, visible object, yeah.
Sound, thinking, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hardness.
Yeah. Mm. Those are lakkhana.
Mm-hmm. The heart.
Plenty of that now.
Yeah.
Body sense,
well, this
hearing,
every moment. Every moment.
Thinking.
Can one say that there has to be understanding of nama and rupa for different realities up here, or is it just the same? Because some people say, what is first understanding?
Why first?
Yeah,
what
so
first?
I think
only the understanding more and more.
But can't you approach it from both directions, the theoretical understanding of nama and rupa? And if someone never came to that theoretical understanding, but only did sitting practice in the beginning, you don't think you come to that understanding?
What is meant by beginning?
When you begin a meditation.
Is that the beginning of what?
The understanding of nama and rupa
as
you're sitting.
No understanding. Impossible to sit and think that sitting is the beginning of understanding.
Yeah. Well, but maybe I'm saying it wrong. The moment of developing,
right.
Of developing,
right. We are standing now.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And if there is no understanding at all, how can there be the understanding of reality at this moment of being standing?
But before I had heard the words
not
nama
before,
and rupa.
Right now.
It has to be the beginning now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So it means that
I know, but I don't want to have a discussion. That's all.
Because when
okay,
you talk
okay.
about sitting, standing,
okay, all right.
Lying down,
okay.
Any
okay. So right in this moment, I can have the understanding of the hardness on the feet, the body sense, without even understanding the name nama and rupa.
I don't mean the name,
yeah.
I mean the reality.
Yes, I can experience the reality before I have the theoretical understanding of someone telling me nama and rupa, these words.
So you mean that when someone says that seeing is nama, then you know that now is nama? Or what?
If someone tells you after seeing is nama?
If someone tells you that now seeing is nama, do you think that you know or understand seeing as nama?
No, not seeing. Seeing is a very difficult one, but hearing or body sense is more easy.
Anyone
to
is the same.
Is the same.
Because all are namas and rupas,
yes.
Only.
But it's easier to distinguish, I felt in the beginning, to distinguish body sense and understanding of the physical and the mental, and being able to, like when you, it's easier to see the cetasikas or the nama. It's easier to see the mind and to say, okay, this is body and this is mind.
Okay, let's say, is that enough?
No.
So what?
So you have to understand many things, the conditions.
Why not begin right now? Mm-hmm.
So even when you say, is that enough, but really, is it anything? When people think that they have awareness of rupas through the body sense, but not any other realities.
Any
is it possible?
Wrong view or level of understanding, is that enough?
Is that what?
Enough.
Is
any,
enough.
So what you mean is, never mind whether it's right or wrong understanding.
What can one do? Because it's already happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is appearing now?
Yeah. Panya grow. Even if it doesn't have anything to do with kilesa.
Right.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You know what's in a day.
Right. And talking about what to do in a day when for example, when the Buddha enters Kala Samapatti, and somewhere it talks about relieving bodily discomfort, like in the Parinibbana Sutta. What is the purpose of being in Kala Samapatti and
Kala Samapatti, Lokudra Citta arises.
Right.
about that. Well, it's
you're going in the morning too.
So it's just for Lokitra Jitas to arise.
Experience in Nibbana. Oh, better than experience other things.
Right. But why does it say to relief from bodily pain?
Because when citta has one object, it doesn't have another object.
Mm. But why does it matter for the Buddha what the object is? Why would it matter that it's, like for us we say, oh, it doesn't matter whether it's this or this because of detachment.
Yeah.
Why would it matter for an arahant what the object is?
He doesn't have desire to have a kusala vipata go on.
Does anyone have desire to have a kusala vipaka?
It depends, as long as there is avijja and attachment to something. Yeah.
Right. So what you're saying is, well, as there has to be something filling the day, it might as well be Lokutra Chita's experiencing
it. It's up to that person's accumulation and ability.
Yeah, accumulation.
And also, in the English, they translate it as, you say, enter into Pala Samapati. Do you think it's a bit misleading?
I think that one word of Pali can be translated many meanings, so it depends on the translator.
Can we just say
but
experience?
Anything that is translated, it doesn't mean that we have to take it.
Literally?
Yeah.
Can we say experience?
Anything that you can understand the moment when citta arises and falls and has different objects. Yeah.
So in the end it's just accumulations.
I mean, everything by Pachaya.
It's not like we can conclude that because an arahant goes into Nirodha Sampatti, something that is avoiding something. It's just his accumulation to do so.
No I, no self, no kilesa, no conceit. Yeah. So Panya can understand that everything is conditioned, so leave it to conditions. Mokkhalana, leave it to the accumulation of Mokkhalana, while Sariputta, leave it to accumulation of Sariputta.
And is it correct to say that for the great disciples, because we know that Sariputta just listened to the one line and became an arahant, we know that the accumulations have been developed over so many aeons, but before the final life, not even first stage of insight. Before listening, not even
so
understanding.
There's no need to listen then.
Yes.
If it's so, there's no need to listen.
If
it's like that, there is no need to listen.
If there's understanding already, so that's why it has to listen to
the objective of Buddha, to have everyone respect the Vinaya.
So
what's the use of being a monk without being respectful?
But we can't say whether this is what is classified.
We cannot say anything. We just try to understand or developing understanding about realities. And no one's ability that how much one can answer, how much one can consider, how much one can know. Otherwise we'll become the knower while we are not.
Will become the knower
while one is not.
What does it mean to become?
Know everything. Who know better than him? Okay. And who knows less than him? And who knows just a little of him?
Right. So it's impossible to talk about just knowing one.
Everyone should have just the understanding of reality as anatta. Otherwise, many ideas comes in and it does not lead to the understanding.
We know that through the body, sense organs experiences heat, cold, temperature, etc. And yet, we very clearly know exactly where the heat arises. I mean, we know if we burn here, not here. Is this just by thinking about it? But yet, definitely, it's only heat experience. But yet, how
how does the thinking know that it was at this spot and not at this spot?
The thinking thinks about it.
Yes. But how come the thinking thinks about it that
because
point?
It is the object right then.
It is experienced there, right then.
But when there's no understanding of nama, it's me trying to find out when is kusala moment.
Or looking for the pure moment.
Right. Okay. But while there is no understanding yet what pure mean, at what moment, what kind of purity, okay, temporarily or permanently.
Understanding of conditions before this understanding of khandhas, is it because there has to be understanding?
I think that people just try to fit all the words in, but actually there are nama and rupa, realities. So whenever there is understanding, before one can realize what is meant by khanda, it's not just this is rupa khanda, vedana khanda, samyara khanda, but at the moment when it arises, it's khanda. Because at the moment it's not this one, so we can understand.
It has to be this particular one and not another one.
Yeah.
But isn't that the understanding, isn't that the same as understanding of conditions, that it has to be this one, not the other one?
It depends on the person who develops what level of understanding. It doesn't mean that as soon as there is the realization of nama rupa as title, then at that moment
there is already understanding.
No, not at all. It depends on the development.
Because
so nobody can tell when, but by developing more and more.
When the Buddha talked in the suttas about the khandhas, in the suttas about the khandhas,
to those who know khandha,
it cannot be known.
It depends on who's panya.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't mean that can I know, but it's a matter of what I know now, so that it can develop.
Do they ever refer to prompted, unprompted vipaka as a result of prompted and unprompted?
Because vipaka also has thin numbers.
I asked you a question, I think it was yesterday, or made a comment about the fearfulness. In fact, I think it was almost like terror that you said on a tape once that I have at home about as you develop wisdom, it can be very frightening. And
it's frightening, real?
Yes.
So can there be a frightened moment?
Yeah,
to be understood
so.
That it's not self.
To be what?
Understood clearly that it's not self.
But Asita's question is, does it have any relationship?
It can arise
with
any moment.
Yeah.
It can arise after, because that moment is not kusala. It can be attachment or aversion. Please.
But we can't talk about understanding being frightening.
No, but after that, see? Anything which happened, who knows conditions, Pakatupanisya, but whatever happens, if it's not understood as a reality, then you get stuck again.
What gets stuck?
I don't like this, shall I have not this moment?
Clinging to self?
Until sotapatimagga citta arises.
What does it mean to get stuck? Is that the question?
I said, because she said otherwise one gets stuck all the time, so I said, what does it mean to get stuck? And she said, it will happen again and again until one's sotapanna, when I don't like this, and basically conditions for understanding not to arise.
I mean, each time it is avijja, we're stuck.
Can we say getting stuck each moment of avijja?
When it's not sotapattimagga, no eradication of doubt, frightenedness and everything, as I see. So it's like a test.
I mean, concept, with ignorance, concept can be
anything.
Either aversion or
anything.
Anything.
It's very frustrating.
So
because the idea of self, because it's me.
Exactly.
Again, so you see that if it's not like this, you might enjoy that, oh, I have developed a lot.
It's always I.
But Panya can see that it's not like that at all.
Because it's
to
no
be
self
elimination, clinging, wrong view. Just develop it. That's all. Naturally. That's all. Otherwise, it will be moment of wanting, desiring this self.
But to understand that also requires Panya.
Anything.
If ignorance thinks there is more understanding, there is that because of desire or clinging to self?
If right understand, it cannot understand this moment. Develop it until it can understand naturally, no clinging. And when I say naturally, I mean that seeing sees and hearing hears. And by theory, one can see that through the after the sense process has fallen away and puwangka and the mind or process experience the same object, but with understanding that nobody can tell whether now it's sensed or mind or, and it has to be like that.
Exactly. So the banya would arise only during the mind or process and instead of the ordinary thinking occurs.
So how sure? Because now, after sense of process, mind of process follow instantly. And Panya, which is sharp, is like that. Because it can continue with understanding of other reality which follow with understanding as natural.
Can you talk a bit about overreaching? Because that's what we tend to do all the time.
Reaching what?
Overreaching.
Like, reaching what? Reaching what?
Overreaching, like we hear something and we try to.
So, different moment again. So, Panya must understand everything as it is. Until it's so natural. Like.
You mean wishing to be good or to be what?
Like, for example, just now, Achan was talking about. Mind door moment being so short that which follows
it follows the
sense door
so fast
and
nobody
so
can separate it. So Panya, which knows or understand the object, is like that because the other reality follows after that process again. So Panya follows very naturally, very shortly.
But and this being long, very high level of Panya that can know that, but it's quite natural that we think we want to know that, you know, and that's something that we don't know how much apicha there is, how much a long way still there's such a long way to go, but we like the idea of knowing mind to a process, and it can condition like we think that this might be the mind door process. We hear this might be the mind door process. We think like that, but it's not. It's just thinking and thinking and thinking.
So it depends on how much one clings to I.
Oh, it depends. I'll say that again.
It depends on how much one clings to I.
I have another question about stories, again from one of the tapes, and you said quite clearly, forget about the stories, and Sukhin said, what, forget my bank account or something? Forget my bank account. That's on one of the tapes. And I was thinking, what do you really mean forget? Because we live in story, to live our lives, it seems like we have to live these stories.
When Panya can understand reality as it is, it can see the distinction between the banyati and paramatta. Otherwise, it's useless just to talk about paramatta while we still have the idea of banyati all the time. But when Panya grows, it can see the distinction. So Panya awareness is aware, again, of paramatta dharma. And it knows when there is no awareness, it overlooks that moment of paramatta dharma to thinking about banyati again and again.
But if there's no awareness yet, upanya, is it useful to remind oneself that it's just stories?
One always try whether it's useful or not, but the most useful moment is the moment when there is awareness and there's no attachment to it. That
what
is the way it
goes,
without attachment, to be aware without attachment to any object.
What are the conditions for the moment of awareness to arise?
Understanding, right understanding.
Yeah.
What's your answer?
Right understanding.
Can we say that instead of asking how to do this, how can this be done?
Mm-hmm.
Can we just say that listen more, hear more?
Certainly, yeah. That's the way to eliminate the clinging.
I have a question about suicide. I understand it's not kusala gamapata, but I was thinking that if you do that, what you're depriving loved ones of
your own self.
I'm not gonna do it.
When you say,
but I was thinking
suicide, you mean
when you do it to you're causing your loved ones to be very distressed. Is that?
That's not the point.
But you're not taking their life.
No, I'm not taking their life. No, but
it depends. So if you like to kill yourself because you want to hurt someone else, that's probably I don't know. Many intentions for suicide.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you were living alone, even if you were living alone.
On what point you are talking about? Committing suicide, kamapata, panatipata, or what?
No, that's not the point.
Yeah.
The point is...
So different point. Different point. Different point.
Different point.
So it's not a panatipata, it is?
What is the object of panatipata?
I mean, you are moving.
Para others, not yourself.
Oh, so it's not same as killing others.
It's a kusala, but it's not kamapata because it's not taking the life
taking
of another.
Right.
How is Gillette got rid of? You know, as you're developing wisdom, because I understand that as the wisdom develops and eventually Gillette is completely got rid of, how does that happen? Is it because as there's more and more banya and sila being developed, the other is not being developed?
Because banya understands correctly and avicca cannot understand the reality correctly.
Is that because all kilesa is rooted in moha? So if panya is being developed, then moha.
Okay.
Less moha.
Because every agusala citta arises with moha.
Who no longer has guilt.
What do you mean by guilt?
Feeling bad or something you already done.
Anagami.
Anagami.
No dosa.
So
guilt is dosa.
Unpleasant feeling.
But different from regret.
In Pali, you mean kukkuccha. Kukkuccha. When we talk about kilesa, we better talk about different level. For Sotapanna, she or he doesn't have the kukkuccha at level that can lead to the woeful planes.
Why is that?
But small, little kukkuccha.
Yeah, yeah. What about my hair? What about my nails? What about my hair? What about my nail?
That's a dapana can.
Can it then bring result to be born in the hell or woeful plane?
No.
That is what the dapana cannot get rid of. So we have to talk about different levels. The level that will lead to a woeful plane, sotapanna, has eradicated.
So the sotapanna still have kukkuccha.
What about my hair? What about my nail?
Kukkuccha is worry.
What
worry.
About my
worry.
It's much
glass.
Worry.
Yeah.
I find that amazing.
Question about nama?
But usually kukkuccha means when you did something
akusala, or the akusala that you'd like to do but you haven't done yet.
I did something bad.
That is kukuta. Yeah.
And that can be lead to woeful pains.
It depends on karma. That's why we have factors for each karma patha.
Could one say when one thinks like that, oh, I shouldn't have done it, but it's also because of lack of understanding of conditions?
Who doesn't have?
Has
Arahata,
to be, right?
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, when I went karaoke with my friends or something, I feel a bit bad. It's nothing good doing that. I have fun, I feel a bit, you know, regret.
It's so common. It's so common. That's
you feel guilty when
it's
you
a reality.
A little bit.
It's a reality and you learn.
What?
In whose eyes? I mean,
yeah.
The conditions are still there even now.
That's easy to say in whose eyes, because it often doesn't matter.
Right.
You don't even think of the other's eyes.
But you have to think about it. I mean, the conditions were there then, and it's still present now. But I mean, Anusai, that time there were conditions to go. And doesn't mean now you're regretting. That means it's gone. I mean, you still have the...
still have the regret.
The accumulation, but the regret is adding to the problem.
Yeah.
But very natural, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's like worry.
Because
the self.
Yeah, pretty much.
Worry because the self, maybe.
Yeah. Always.
Always, yeah.
There was a question last night about being manager of the world, or policeman of the world. And as Norm said, we all have this tendency a little bit in us to see
what
situation.
World?
What world?
Like we want to treat all the dogs in the street.
Our world to be created in the world, in my mind, in our minds.
Not your own world.
My own world, pretty much.
So you want to manage your own world?
No,
or
I was,
the
sorry, I wasn't quoting Norm. I just meant to say we were chatting, but we all have the tendency, is that right? Would you agree to want to manage, to comment on other people's situation? Like
we may comment, but we do not try to do something like changing that person because it's impossible.
We can't even change ourselves.
But sometimes we wish if you know, he or she a little bit better, it should be nicer if he
that
can do
thinking,
that.
Thinking, thinking. Yeah.
Maybe we can help them to see
okay.
the error of
yeah.
their ways.
Yeah, uh-huh. But not manage.
But not manage.
And if
what
you have metta, it's metta and you don't expect.
Mm-hmm. What about within our country, if the way the political situation is, or unfairness in society, and that sort of thing.
Thinking. Now, is that kind of problem?
At this moment,
here?
No.
So, only when there is thinking.
If there is metta at this moment to a person, or a dog, or a cockroach, can one say, I mean, the quality of metta is a quality of metta. Does it make any difference or matter at all whether it is this person or this cockroach or this dog?
We are talking about something that hasn't happened now.
We're talking about something that's not happening at the moment. So what's happening at the moment? Heat and cold?
Hardness.
Because it's only expectation about whether there would be what level of metta and what metta will bring
this
about.
Is the
yeah. Try to classify metta with samples.
It's because earlier there was a discussion amongst us about whether there should be more kindness to people or animals, or whether it's all the same.
To be Sankara Kanda.
I didn't hear that.
To be Sankara Kanda. For the moment when it arises.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it can be.
Mm-hmm.
Just conditioned as it is.
Yeah.
So no one can pinpoint for another, or no, it just depends.
Arising
on
and falling away so fast.
The reality at that moment. So what about
homosexuality in, as we had talked a little bit about.
Now?
I was going to wait till no ties, maybe just a small time.
You can bring it up.
Yeah. I think so. I encourage.
There's many people who talk about it, and I'm actually curious.
There are moments of kusala citta and akusala citta.
And that's so right. This is akusala citta.
So when we learn about reality, there can be understanding of that moment, first of all, whether it's nama or rupa. It's real at that moment. It's conditioned. It arises and falls away. So what is the understanding at that very moment? We call it with different names, but in reality, any moment must be kusala, akusala, vipaka, or kriya.
So
in order to know that there is no self, this is the point.
So is it just nama and rupa? And
why not?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So for example, if one's talking about loba, is it a bit like the question about metta to at this time and metta at this time and trying to classify for the others? Is it the same with loba, for example, in this situation or that? Instead of just knowing one's own loba.
The teachings of Buddha help the listeners to have one's own understanding. This is the most valuable thing that he left for us, left to us, because you see that who will condition right understanding if it's not the teachings?
Can we say that
until it's one's own understanding?
No matter how we think we should change situations, as long as we don't understand the moment,
that
it's no value.
Moment can arise, but is there any understanding that it's not me?
Right.
It's only reality which
thinks. And ultimately, the only good is understanding in the moment.
Because you see that we cannot let anything happen at all, the next moment. But whatever arises, there can be the development of understanding reality as reality.
Even thinking about it.
Anything.
I think what you were saying yesterday or the day before was with regard to ordinary loba and unusual loba, that it just depends on panya to know at this moment. So one doesn't have to think or classify, oh well, this is unusual loba that hurts others or something, because it just depends on panya to
whatever is taught is the way it is. So just understand the way it is, not the way that we would like to have this or that instead of that and doing all this.
Did you say whatever is
taught?
But,
so, and the way it is taught, it has nothing to do with society values or.
Because everything is like that, different level of loba. Sama loba, visma loba. So just understand.
Sama is ordinary loba, visama is unusual or abnormal loba.
What is unusual? I mean, is it like to steal something that's unusual? Or if I like, you know, eat good food, sleep in a good hotel, this is sama loba?
When it's what you call, it's not morality.
It's not immoral.
This sama loba is immoral.
I'm not the one who can tell or set the law or the rule, but one should understand why it's so sama, because it's natural, the way it is, eating, walking, washing. But when it's not like that, when one hurts the other or when it's immoral, then it's
that's why in texts like the Neti it talks about good and bad loba, which is so confusing. What it means is the one that is ordinary, that does no harm, and the one that is abnormal or moral, that causes distress and
what's about wrong will? I like to call on my wrong will. It's smart loba. That's pretty strong.
Is wrong view immoral?
It seems like we would like to understand the word, but in life it's like that. Why not understand that moment that it's the same as it's taught? But when we read something, oh, how and why and what and when, but actually it's like this every day.
This is what I was trying to say. I want to hear more about overreach because we read something and we want to understand that when that's not what we can understand yet.
Even the word, just very shortly, like Dhamma, Nama and Rupa, we will see that how much we really understand it theoretically, or begin to be aware and understand some once in a while. It depends on conditions. So it's very useful not to go through the words with just thinking over it and thought that I know everything about that. Because even now, it's Nama and Rupa, just the two words that we have heard.
That's my problem.
Everyone. And when it's like that, it's like that.
Yeah.
So it needs more development, that's all. Because reality appears through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body and mind all the time, all day. So it just depends on conditions for awareness to arise. That's all. If it doesn't, it means that listen more, consider more, understanding more, and then it can be Sankara Khanda for right awareness to arise.
Well, it's the hardest thing for me to do, when, like you say, when
like
it's
that.
Like that,
for
it's
everyone,
like that.
For everyone, not just you, the hardest thing in life.
Just for ignorance and wrong view.
It's almost like it gets harder.
So
to,
then,
to me, it
so
feels like
then,
it gets harder.
What should be done?
Well, good. Develop a broad understanding about the present moment.
I thought I heard you once say, and I believe it was on a tape that I listened to, that awareness is unconditioned. And then yet, when we were just talking, you said something about the characteristics of awareness are right understanding. Is it different?
Awareness is not right understanding. Awareness is sati cetasika, and right understanding is panya.
Could you repeat that?
Sati is our reality which is aware, and panya is our reality which understands.
Okay. Yes, I was thinking of right understanding, but it was a condition for panya to arise.
Conditioned realities arising and falling away. Panya arises, so panya is a conditioned reality.
What does it mean to say that panya, right understanding, is the forerunner of the Eightfold Path, when actually all arise together?
Okay, without right understanding, how can there be the understanding and awareness of any reality?
So it's forerunner in the sense of pariyati leading to patipati.
Satyayana, Kichayana, Katayana.
But in terms of the Eightfold Path, they all arise together.
Yeah, but without the understanding of the path, it's not panya. So sati cannot arise. Otherwise, sati can arise with anyone who does not know anything.
Without right understanding, there couldn't be right thinking, right effort, or right error.
But right mindfulness of the path implies right understanding also, because the objective is Nibbana.
Only Nibbana?
Whatever.
It seems that you talk about darkness in two connections. One is, we say, when there is no seeing, there is darkness. The world is in darkness. And the other is, sometimes we talk about delusion as being the darkness. Do you use it in two different ways? So on the one hand, we say when there is no seeing, when there is not the world of eyesight.
Is it not that?
It must
then,
be dark, yes. And
so whatever is real, the way it is,
yes.
Darkness is darkness.
Darkness, yes. And then that sometimes when you're talking about darkness, you're referring to moha.
Right, also. Right. In that sense, that even there is light or whatever appearing through the eyes, best, there is no understanding at all.
And when we talk about the...
It's like when we talk about nama, when we talk about rupa, when we talk about different cetasikas, where are they? We just keep on talking. They are in darkness.
Right.
A visible object appears to darkness again, avicca,
yes.
Ignorance of many types, how we are in darkness.
And yet it's partly because of ignorance that it seems that everything is light.
Right, right.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. But it's so quick,
right,
that, you know, to perceive it, there has to be a tremendous amount of banya there to perceive that instantaneous darkness between the...
That cannot be directly experienced until banya develops. Because it's in between Manodavara.
There's absolutely nothing between each process.
Why would the characteristic of moha make the dark worlds seem to be light?
Light is only visible object.
Right. So, but because of moha, it seems there's light all the time.
But
why would moha make it seem light all the time?
It's light as it is, but no understanding. But when there is understanding, it can understand even in darkness.
Moha just has that characteristic, does it?
Even in darkness.
Yeah.
You mean even
we cannot
there's
say,
no seeing?
Yeah,
yes.
That is not panya, because panya can understand even in darkness. So at the moment of understanding, it's not the darkness with misunderstanding.
So in a sense, when there's more understanding, there's more understanding of darkness.
As it is, as the way it is. Yeah. Frightened? Completely in darkness, no one there.
Right.
So it must be the courageous and panya is there, so that there must be frightening moment.
I suppose if it develops naturally and slowly, then...
Right. That's why panya has to understand and understand better and better and deeper in order to see that it's just like this before there can be the let go, the idea of self, or the clinging to whatever appears. And when it's the moment of letting go, it's so natural, very natural. Otherwise, it's not natural at all with the self idea.
And when it happens naturally, there's no fear or...
Panya does not fear.
Yeah.
In considering that right intellectual understanding, without right intellectual understanding, there's no way that any progress or any movement towards understanding anything can happen. So we have to listen to the correct Dharma. In that sense, right understanding comes first. But when it comes to all of the chetasikas arising together in the Eightfold Path, how is right understanding then the leader? In what sense?
Because it understands that moment.
But isn't it also a question that sati would have a paramatha dhamma as object?
So we can see the distinction between sati, which is aware, and panya, which knows or understands.
We could also say without sati and the other factors, there cannot be right understanding.
Sure, but whenever there is right understanding, awareness is there. Otherwise, how can be a characteristic appearing without sati?
Yes.
And how can there be panya, which knows? or understand that reality.
What does it mean to say at moments of Satipatthana that samadhi is a proximate cause, that concentration is a proximate cause?
When it goes with right understanding and
rising
right awareness.
Together with it, the chetasika rising together with it.
Not other level,
no.
Not other kind.
So kanaka samadhi, the right.
So when we understand the path, we understand what is said. Otherwise, people will think that since it says that samadhi is the proximate cause of panya, they think that any kind of samadhi, and they might develop or wanting to have samadhi so that they can have panya. That is only expectation.
Why does it say that samadhi is a proximate cause for right understanding rather than right understanding the proximate cause for
both
samadhi?
Both. Yeah.
Condition each other.
So all eight factors are proximate cause for each other.
Without jetasika, citta cannot arise. Without this jetasika, other jetasika can arise.
Another thing people tend to understand is that samadhi of the Eightfold Path is often described in terms of the four jhanas. Could you say something about that? Because people think that therefore you develop the four jhanas.
It means that it also includes samadhi at that level as well, not missing any kind of samadhi. That should be the object of understanding of Satipatthana too.
So when it says samadhi is proximate cause, whatever degree or level of samadhi is...
Right samadhi, which arises with right awareness and right samadhi only. That's why we have to understand what does it mean by that word.
Samadhi.
Not just any kind, anywhere, anywhen.
But at past moment, it is equivalent to jhana level anyway.
If panya cannot realize with sati at that level, how can it really understand the true nature of reality then?
Right. To eradicate all.
Eradicate the so
paths.
They appear as couple.
Right.
Samadhi, samatha, and vipassana.
And with the appropriate level for...
So one can understand that even samadhi there is not just the moment when one satipatthana begins to be aware, has to grow.
Just getting back to the present moment and the seeing and visible object, if we see the world as people and things at this moment...
The world as...
People and things... Does that mean that the reality of the present moment is thinking rather than...
That is also seeing and thinking alternately.
Yes.
Like now, exactly the same. But there is not enough awareness and understanding of visible object. So the I and the people and things are always there in the visible object.
But even the Buddha, I mean, when you have to deal with people, you
but
have to
no
see them
wrong
as people,
understanding.
But no wrong understanding. So that what would the Buddha see? For instance, if the Buddha is sitting here and talking to us, he would recognize that
exactly the same, but without wrong understanding.
Exactly the same as we see it,
right?
But no
kilesa at all.
No kilesa
at all. See, that can be developed.
So in his case, when the javana process starts, the javana part of the process, there would need no agusala and no...
Not at all.
No agusala, but
even
how about gusala?
Even
neither one, right?
Right. See, how can that happen? See, it's possible by panya.
Absolutely no agusala, but no gusala either.
Right. Otherwise, there must be vipaka after death.
Or irya.
So, how people can tell who the other spanya, like those who are arahata and those who are not, seeing the same, speaking the same, thinking the same, but no kilesa. Like brushing one's teeth.
A minute ago you said not enough understanding or awareness of the physical object. Why visible object, not enough awareness, understanding of thinking.
Because one used to take thinking for self and also visible object for self. But what is most?
What is most? Visible object.
Really? Or thinking. Since there's no understanding of visible object,
yes.
So it overlooks the reality and then think as its nature.
And then we think that we think all the time. I think we assume that it's thinking also, right? Because what's really happening is also alternating visible object and thinking.
Yes. If there was more understanding of visible object as it truly is, then the thinking would not be so erroneous.
That can be the understanding of thinking as thinking,
yes.
Which is different from visible objects.
Yes. I know what I'm thinking, and that is, should I be trying to be aware of visible objects?
No,
should I be aware of thinking? No, should.
Otherwise, it will encourage one to have strong idea of self again.
Yes.
Because I should, see? Always room for lopa, whispering lopa.
And attaching importance to the concepts and the stories.
As long as there is I, it's wanting,
and it can have
craving.
Importance and attachment to concepts of dhammas, of nam and rupa. And that's what conditions the trying in this moment to be aware.
Why not just whatever appears a condition? Then there can be awareness when it's conditioned. Okay. One can measure one's understanding by, at that moment, whether there is the idea of self coming in, out, on, off.
Can we say also that patience plays a very important role?
Right.
How about honesty?
How about what?
Honesty.
Everything which is parami. Just a moment of sansaravata. Never come back.
Never come back.
Never come back. Like a dream. Yeah.
It just is like a dream.
Like a dream.
Good to hear and sad to hear also at the same time.
Sometimes even the present moment can seem like a dream. I mean, sitting here, sort of sky and the sounds.
Like a dream when one experiences the arising and falling away. So there are many levels of understanding, even the word like a dream.
Yes.
Very sudden.
And it has to be.
Can do anything.
It has to be natural.
Right.
Otherwise, there's no way.
Why is it that everything appears continuous, though? And
by conditions. By anantarapajjaya. Non-stop. Working. Arising. Dukkha, the impermanence character, does not yet appear.
No experience.
So just knowing that it rises and falls away doesn't mean anything. One enjoy life as usual.
Can you say a bit about piti being one of the conditions for sati and panya? Is it?
Anything can arise with panya when they are sopana.
They are sopana.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems that when you're not self-absorbed and relaxed, there can be, it is better conditions to have sati when you're not trying to do this, trying to get sati. I probably used a wrong word, piti. I couldn't find a better description for it. But it just seems that when you're not trying at that moment, there can be sati.
Whenever sati arises, who knows whether that is piti or without piti, depending on the accumulation of that particular moment. For some people it's ubekha, But for some people, it's pity to have opportunity, condition to be aware and begin to learn to know.
And sometimes you peg, yeah. Sometimes
yeah.
Pity.
So everything is conditioned. When there's no rule in Tipitaka, no rules for us.
And no rule that sati should arise when one's not trying or any time.
Just be detached, not cling more.
Not have a fixed idea. When we talk about the conditions for visible object to appear, such as light and eye base and so on, but of course under the 24 conditions, these are included in other conditions, are they, like support condition or something like this?
Now, nama experiences rupa, and rupa is the aramanapajaya for nama. Even this is not known yet. So many things about pajaya.
Right, right. Okay. And about different supports. No light, no visible object that can appear. When we were in Bangkok last time, you were talking about the hardness of dust and how fine punya has to develop to even know the hardness
of the galapa and the space.
Can you say a little bit more?
When it's not panya, it appears as very hard. But when there are spaces with the tiny galapa appearing, is it as hard as now?
This is hardness, but say that last bit again. When
at the body base, when any object appear like softness and hardness right now, it's not the moment when it's the moment of really understand the galapa with spaces.
But panya, which is not to that level that understands, there can be panya that understands hardness without understanding of galapa also.
It's wrong to think of galapa.
It's wrong to think of galapa.
When there is hardness there.
Yes. Yeah. But this level of panya, even an arahata may not know galapa.
Why not?
Must know.
Sammasnayana. The third vipassanayana.
Or even a sotapanna knows?
Before becoming a sotapanna.
Oh, kalapa.
The third vipassanayana.
When you say that when there is panya and understanding of the space in between, the hardness is not as hard as it appears now. But surely when there is panya, the hardness that appears is just as it is, exactly that kind of hardness that is arising at that moment, whether it's hard or soft hard or middling. So surely it's different at each moment, and the kind of hardness, just like the visible object, is different at each moment, and so it just depends how it's conditioned at that moment and how it's known is just as it appears.
When they are together and when they are separated.
When the hardnesses are together and when they're separate. So when they're separate, not as hard as...
Yeah, as when they are together.
Because when it's together, it's like combined, or it's like understanding different moments of experience of hardness together. And we know that only rupas with lakana can be known, but often you talk about understanding the space. How can space which has no characteristic be known except just by thinking that...
At this moment, it's not time to think about space or try to be aware of space. But space is there.
Right.
In order to be known directly when vipassanayana is there only.
Even though it doesn't have characteristics, it doesn't matter.
It's just by inference.
Pardon?
It's just by inference that space is known. Because how is space directly known?
There is space in between.
Yes.
if it cannot be known, so why should there be awareness of it?
No, when it is known.
When it's
is it known directly or is
certainly it? Everything is direct when it's vipassana yana.
Same goes for the lakana and icha dukkha. They don't have sabhava, they are characteristics, they are known directly.
At the moment, being aware is direct awareness as well. No thinking at moment of awareness.
I think Panya knows quite a lot of things when it's developed, apart from the immediate characteristic of the...
Yes, but an each dukkha and anatta are characteristics. Space is not a characteristic.
I'm just saying that Panya knows...
Stage by stage.
The conditions, for example.
So it's not correct to say that Panya can only know characteristics.
What do you mean?
Well, usually we say, for example, we might say Paramatta Dhammas can be known because they have characteristics or sabhava that can be known. But
Panya understands correctly.
Panya understands correctly the characteristics, the sabhava of those realities. But space doesn't have characteristics and doesn't have sabhava, and yet Panya can know it.
Otherwise, there is no third vipassana yana at all.
Can Panya know?
At this moment, we're talking about citta cetasika. Can Panya understand citta as citta at level of intellectual understanding?
Oh, intellectual understanding.
That is also Panya.
That is also Panya. Well, yes.
Malaya.
Time to go.